Listener's discretion is advised. This is for a mature audience only. If you are under the age of 21, please stop listening now. If you are over the age of 21, well, enjoy.
Welcome to the Budcast. Today we're going to talk about Golden Ticket. I actually found some, or Keith found some, in my little box of weed, so we wanted to talk about it.
Golden Ticket's one of my favorites. It definitely picks you up, and it's a good, happy one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not too knowledgeable on Golden Ticket. I haven't done it too many times to remember it. This particular one that I got was from the Main Street Market here in Longview. It was 4.2 grams, I believe, for like $9. I got it on 420, so it was a deal. It's a total THC is 20.4. It has 0.4% of CBD, so there's barely any CBD in this. It was harvested on November 17th of 2017. And like I said, I bought it back in April. Want to turp it?
Yeah.
Here's a little nug. So this is actually a flower. This is our first flower that we've done on the Budcast. Last time we did another, where we did a joint. And then before that, we did some shake. So this is some flower. We might actually bust out a dab or two on this one too. We'll see how I feel. But terp test, like I said before, and now that we actually have a nug, I have about a pea size nug right mm-hmm. here. You can go bigger, but I always just kind of go small, but kind of almost flatten it if you can. Make it, you know, almost like you're trying to squeeze a Skittle. Go to break that shell on the Skittle. But you kind of do that and then move your thumb and your forefinger back and forth, or your index finger back and forth, depending on whatever finger you have, and then give it a good smell.
What finger you have?
You could use your pinky, you could use your ring finger, you could use your middle finger.
I think it kind of smells like oregano. Kind of herby.
It's very herby.
It's fresh.
I'm gonna drop that.
It's a nice light color, yellow, orange.
Looking at it, I mean, it looks like a lot of the keef has fallen off in the jar. It's not too sparkly. Again, though, I am down to like the last little nug, so I can't say what it once was, but I've noticed that stuff from the Main Street Market, no matter where I go, whether it be in Vancouver or anywhere, they almost keef their stuff, because it's always been, it looks like it's been shaken, because it's not as glistening as it should be. And I think that's why it's cheaper. So that's one thing. Like, if you're looking at weed, I always try and look at my weed before I buy it. You want to look for those sparkles. It almost looks like it's, if you were to roll it in sugar, it should look like granules of sugar wrapped all around it. Now, if you're burning your weed and it's still glistening or sparkly, stop smoking that weed right there. Most likely there is fiberglass in the weed, and that's from the grower's area that they grow it in. They didn't do it right. You don't want to chance that going into your lungs.
How often does that happen?
Not really anymore. That was more
when it was illegal.
Yeah, back in the day. But there are still like some new growers that could potentially have that. I know in Oregon, I think a year and a half ago, there was a whole recall because they found mold on one of the buds, and so they recalled the whole harvest. So it's just something to be cautious about. I like dense weed. That's just my personal. This is I wouldn't say it's super dense, but it's definitely not dry. I can squish it. It's pretty tacky, which makes me kind of excited because tackiness is good. Stick it on your forehead, and if it stays, it's good.
Stay for a little bit.
Let's see. Passes the forehead test. Yeah, this is good. I'm gonna smoke that nug right there. I'm gonna take off the stem. Do you want to do the first hit?
You go ahead.
Okay. So today we're smoking out of my double percolator bong. I believe it's 16 inches. It might be 18. It's pretty tall. The first chamber is about my hand width. The second chamber is another hand width. Then you could grab the stem and you have just over a hand width on there. It has a nice big platform base to it. On the down stem, or from the bowl, I actually glued on a little tiny round magnet and I can clip the lighter to it. So it's kind of a neat little all in one. And through the stem, it does have an ice catcher on the top. So if you do, you know, we like the ice.
Mm-hmm.
It makes for a good...
Yeah, takes the harshness away.
Yeah, you get really good hits. And then the second chamber on top, after the ice melts a few times, it's nice and ice cold. So you have your kind of room temperature percolator at the bottom, ice cold percolator in the top, plus the ice catcher on top.
Yeah.
What did we spend? Like $200 on it?
Oh, we didn't spend that much. It was like $120.
$120. And we got it for a pretty good price. It was kind of one of those things where it's like, I don't need it, but for the price, I want it. So we just went ahead and got it.
Well, that, and I think our other one had just broken.
Well, that was the one that we got that was broke.
Oh, yeah.
And then they wouldn't. So never order bongs from, like, China.
They will arrive broken.
Mine came broken. It was just the stem that broke, and it broke in a way that I fixed it. I was able to glue it with some Loctite and as like a silicone sealant. But when I tried contacting them, it was a horrible email that I got back. I couldn't really understand it. And then next thing I know, their website was shut down. So I couldn't even contact them ever again. And the email basically just said, they're sorry. And that was it. Like, so yeah, I always like, you know, buy your glass, cause I like glass. So buy your glass, you know, in hand. Don't order it from online. I am probably going to order another bong online, just a silicone one. Unless,
you know, from Amazon.
Yeah. Mm. But with that said, too, I am in the market for a new bong. And if you guys have a favorite one that they mass produce, not like a custom piece, let us know. I'll look it up. Maybe buy it.
Yep.
All right. Golden ticket.
Look at that flame. With
my big old flame coming up.
It's like 5 inches tall.
I adjusted my lighter. I have one of those little adjusters. Pulled the thing off. Moved it a few times. I got a good 2.5-3 inch flame off.
Burn your eyebrows off.
It's got a good earthy taste to it. It's very pleasant. Initial hit. I mean, anything off this bong right here, it's dulled down.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give it a harshness of a 2. And so I'd have to say on our other bong, or say like a single percolator bong, it's probably like a 4, maybe a 5. Yeah, you can really hit with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep. Okay.
If I remember right, because it doesn't say on here, Golden Ticket is a sativa. It is a straight sativa. I don't have the. Normally, I keep everything in jars, and this came in a bag, and so I took the label off, put it on a jar. But I just took the basic label off. So I can't really tell you too much about it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Processor. It's from Botani Max. This is the producer. Other than that, it's just a bunch of codes. So I can't really tell you too much about it. I am excited to try the other Golden Ticket at the Freedom Market. So that they're going to get in a few months. I need another hit. You like?
I just took 3.
We did get new microphones, so if it is a better quality, that's why. I like them so far. I think they're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're little clip-ons. They plug into the computer. There's like thousands of feet of cord at our feet right now. Plugged into the computer. I want that to stop. So how are you feeling with Golden Ticket?
Well,
let's have your experience on it. Give your, what was your total terp trip? How was the terps? Flavor. The initial from the smell to your exhale.
Definitely earthy. I still had that herb, oregano smell and flavor. Definitely feels nice, though. It doesn't make you feel heavy. Right now, I just feel good.
The legalized 420. Thank you for the follow. I'll follow you back. Yeah, it's feeling good. I'm feeling pretty subtle right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not... I'm going to get a little more. I'm going to pack this bowl. Just pack it.
Now, if I remember right, this one doesn't hit you hard. But once it does kick in, you definitely want to go do some stuff.
Yeah, I'm taking pretty big hits. Bigger than our other bong. Our other bong, let's say it's a piece of shit.
It's dainty.
It's very dainty. It's very small. I like it for dabbing, but it's not a quartz. I noticed that right where the the downspout for the bowl. Bowl catcher? I don't know. Wherever you put your bowl piece, that started to crack. And I use a banger for dabbing. A curved. I want to get a flat top, but I think it was like $5. That we need a new bowl. New bowl piece.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to pack this tight.
Do you want to talk about how to make an oil?
Yeah, I can talk about how to make an oil. We just got our scale. Where is it at? So I just got a new scale, a little digital gram scale, to help with cooking, because I always tend to either overdo my brownies or underdo them. This last batch, the indica really kicked in. I'm never going to do
ATF
again. That wasn't that good. So we have about a half a gram left of this Golden Ticket. Yeah, so the way that I make oil, it's a pretty conventional way. There's a whole women's group grower farm. Can't remember. I think it's in Oregon, but I could be wrong, so don't quote me on it. But they have a very particular way on how they decarboxylate their weed, and so I kind of took their decarboxylation process, but then I also took another chef's process on oil infusion for the total oil infusion effect. So in order to have active weed, because if you just eat a nug as it is, you're not going to get high. You're not going to get high at all. It's going to be just like eating a spinach leaf. You can just eat the nug. There is some slight nutrition value into it, just like with some greens. But if you're looking to get high, it's not going to get you high. What happens when you actually smoke pot is the lighter or whatever heat source that you have goes through and activates the THCA. Once the THCA is activated, it becomes THC. So what we do is we decarboxylate, we decarbit. And I set my oven for 220 degrees, and I throw in my weed just on a cookie sheet, sometimes, you know, just a cake sheet, just something to just have it sit in. But I'll put it in there for 45 minutes.
And your whole house will smell like weed.
Yeah, everyone in the neighborhood's gonna know you're cooking pot. So just be warned. Your oven will probably smell like weed for a few days unless you let it just air out. But yeah, you're gonna want to cook it or decarb it 220 degrees for 45 minutes. Some people say it's a half hour. Some people go 20 minutes. Some people go up to 275 for a half hour. Some people go right up to, you know, the decarb is right around 220 degrees. So why go any higher? You don't want to overcook. You don't want to potentially burn it out because you can cook out THC. So you don't want to try and do that. But yeah, I will decarb it, and then immediately what I do from there is I'll, once it's all decarbed, sometimes you can put it in a cheesecloth. Lately I haven't been, I've just been filtering it out afterwards. But you put your weed in a cheesecloth, wrap it up, throw it in a cooking jar. I use
Mason
jars. And you seal it up tight, or
with your oil. With your
oil. Sorry, the golden ticket's kicking in now, so it's getting all sloppy. So yeah, you want to take your cheesecloth wrapped weed, drop it in a jar, and then I use extra virgin olive oil for cooking, but you can use like coconut oil. That's going to be a little bit more fatty, so you're actually going to be able to retain more THC in coconut oil. Extra virgin olive oil. You could use vegetable oil, just anything fatty.
Grapeseed oil.
If you're, you know, I just, extra virgin olive oil is pretty healthy for you as oils go. So that's just a general one. But fill the jar all the way up, and then you're going to seal it up with the lid and everything on and put it in a pot of boiling water for about an hour. After the hour, take it out, and I immediately just open it up and pull out the baggie of weed, or strain it if you don't have cheesecloth, and then just let it cool down for a little bit before I'm putting the lid back on. But after that, you'll have infused weed or infused oil. Infused weed. You'll have infused weed.
You did say if you don't have cheesecloth, you know, strain it.
Yeah.
But you're going to want to strain it with cheesecloth.
Yeah. The way you can use, I mean, I have a...
just get cheesecloth and either strain it out of the weed, yeah, or put it in a little ball of cheesecloth.
I have a wine decanter that has a strainer for the decanter, and it fits perfectly in my jars. And so I'll use that. I'll just pour it into a new jar, but I use that filter screen. But cheesecloth is pretty cheap. You can find it at your local grocery store. I mean, it's like, what, $4 for a ginormous sheet. And I would just cut little tiny squares and just tie up little knots. It doesn't have to be perfect, you know. But the general rule goes for 2 grams of weed, anywhere from 19 to 23% for 1 cup of oil, will get you right around 17 to 18 milligrams of THC per tablespoon. It's kind of complicated, but that's kind of the general rule. So start with 2 grams. That's all you need. You don't need a whole lot. You know, some people think you need a whole ounce to make brownies. Some people think, no, man, you just need a little tiny bit. No, you need about 2 grams for your oil. That'll make you some pretty potent brownies. It'll come out to, well, let's see, there's 860. So it'll be 160 to 200-ish milligrams of THC for the entire 9x9 brownie pan, and then you just kind of cut your servings from there. You just divide it up from there. Typically, whenever I make brownies, though, I use about 5 grams of weed for 9x9.
And with so, big pieces.
With big pieces. So, I mean, I'm usually looking at right around 80 to 120 milligrams per brownie. Makes for some fun times. That's how you kind of infuse, one way to make infused oil. And then if you're, we've done it before, if you want to get super creative, you can cut up some garlic cloves. Just, you know, dice them, or not dice them, but just like half them or whatever. And throw them in your oil with your weed before you boil it. and then seal it all up, boil it with weed and garlic and oil, all mixing up in there for an hour, and then you'll have garlic oil, which is really good on bread.
Yep. That with a little bit of salt on the bread.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Oh, I don't want to cough because the microphone's right here. Oh, man. There's a little piece stuck on the bottom. I'm just trying to snap it through and it won't snap. My sinuses are closing off. This closes my sinuses off fast.
Yeah.
So one problem that I have is once I start smoking, my sinuses close up. So I kind of have this, like, not Afrin addiction, but I just use Afrin, takes care of it. If anyone knows why that happens, I'd like to know. Because I don't know. It happens with every weed. Even dabs, vapes. Mm. Whenever I'm high, my nose closes up. I don't know if it's just in my head, but I feel like I sound different. Like
it sometimes happens to me. Not all the time, but...
Like, if I go outside, it'll go away. If I walk outside.
Probably from the cold air.
Yeah.
Living in Washington,
it's
usually always cold.
I wonder how this is going to sound. That's how high I am right now. I'm, like, thinking, how is this going to sound? So how does this sound? Oh, this is some good stuff. I would have to definitely buy this again.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not feel like going and doing anything right now. I don't feel like I have the golden ticket.
Well, that part doesn't kick in for a little bit. No, at first it's a calm.
I feel very chill.
And then it picks up.
Like, the way I feel right now, it's probably because of the music too, but I just want to sit around a campfire right now and have someone play guitar and we just kind of sing some songs.
You and campfires.
I love
all
fire.
The time.
I love campfires.
Well, are we going to keep these around 20 minutes or?
Yeah, we can make them as long as we want. As long as we need them to be. Listening to some good music, sitting over here and just smoking some more.
Oh. Should we tell the story about when we infused some food and the dog got it?
Port.
Definitely keep your infused foods out of the reach of small children and animals. Yes. We have a small terrier mix, and we made some pretty potent oil one time.
Yeah.
I infused it into the food, and the dog got it.
Now, the dog did climb, like, it did push the chair out, climb up onto the chair, jump from the chair onto the table, so it was kind of this, you know,
he wanted it.
Yeah, we just got done with dinner, you know, is that... Get up to enjoy real quick.
And he was feeling it.
It was like a 10-minute thing just happened. But yeah, we came down here. You know, we had our brownies, I think. We even had like I don't remember what else we had. We had some more oil. We had a lot that night. And we went to go to bed. And he was like... half laying down, half standing, ears up, one on side, one ear down, just kind of... we felt really bad. We made him a nice little bed and had to take care of him all night long. But yes, be responsible.
Yep.
Don't, you know, learn from people's mistakes. Definitely, especially if you make potent stuff, you know, if you're like saying, hey, fuck it, let's put a half ounce in, you know, what's the worst that could happen? You're going to die. You're going to feel like you're dying. That's the worst that's going to happen. But remember, always carry CBD with you. We same process goes if you have CBD flower, you know, except for just dump as much as you can in there. Don't just put 2 grams. If you got a whole ounce, just cook the whole ounce. CBD is not gonna, it's not gonna give you that psychoactive effect. It's not gonna make you paranoid. It's not gonna freak you out as some edibles do for some people. No, it's gonna, the more CBD in there, the more powerful the therapeutic effects you're gonna feel. I think we made a CBD oil. I used, I believe, a half ounce, 14 grams. And, yeah, it was, you know, hundreds of milligrams of CBD per tablespoon. And it's fine. Put that in everything.
All right.
I'm still tired.
I'm not tired. I'm just...
I'm still tired. I'd have to say that for me, this wasn't the golden ticket.
Mm.
Not for me. But you did infuse our food earlier and didn't tell me about it till a little bit ago.
Well.
So.
I wanted tonight to be fun.
Yeah. Don't cook brownies for people and then not tell them what's in it. Especially if you cook your oil right, you will not taste it in the brownie.
Yep.
At all.
Yep.
I've had people try my brownies that have smoked pot, so it wasn't like I'm going to get you drugged for no reason. No, I had them try it, and then I would say, do you taste anything special in it? They would say no. And then I'd tell them that they were infused. They would say, oh, no, you're fucking with me. And then about an hour and a half later, they're dying. So, yeah. Always tell people what's in your bounties.
Yep.
Don't throw anyone through a bad experience. Because we've all been there. And they're not cool. And if you haven't been there, well, go ahead and eat 10 brownies. Then you'll know. All right. If you guys have any like special weeds that you like, let us know. Any special strains, let us know. We'll try it. We do. We smoke flower. We smoke joints. I smoke infused joints. I'll have to do a few of those. Couple. There's a few infused ones that I really like. Really good companies that I like too. That we'll talk about later. But yeah, we do flower. We do dabs. Vape pens. So pretty much anything I eat. So edibles. So you know if there's something out there that
I eat
a lot too. But yeah, so there's nothing that we're limited to. Just let us know and we'll try it. We'll tell you if we like it and then kind of give it a good rating. And right now, this is another kind of chill one for me. It's been, especially like, I don't know, just right now.
I'm chill, but my feet are tapping.
My head's moving, like I'm thinking a lot. Mm-hmm. This would be good for like, I think this would be good for poker.
Poker.
Your mind's going. Who's got what? You can almost count cards
so
with the stuff.
Specific.
It's got to be. Like, you got to. There's thousands of strains out there. So it's like, let's be super specific. Poker. You know? You gonna go play some poker? Bring your golden ticket. I mean, it works, right? Shit. That's your golden ticket to win at poker. This is a very head high, like really heady high though. Like top of my head high.
Heady high.
It's a very heady high. yeah, it's good.
Okay.
I definitely want to try it again. With okay. a different grower.
No.
But with that, you know.
Yeah, let's go do a dab.
Catch you next time.